Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, click on the link in this episode's description. Today, how traders made money when the pound collapsed. When Kwasi Kwarteng announced some of the biggest tax cuts in living memory and huge levels of public borrowing to fund them, the markets took the view that it was a reckless gamble by the government.
The British pound touches a record low against the dollar as investors make known their displeasure over London's big spending plans. Even a reassurance by the Bank of England hasn't helped.
The pound also collapsed against the euro, which is bad news for people in the UK because it imports more than it exports, and most of those things come from the Eurozone and the US. A weaker pound against those currencies makes goods and services more expensive, potentially pushing up an already high inflation rate. But it's good news for some people in the market who run hedge funds, like Crispin Odie, who Kwasi Kwarteng worked for before becoming an MP. Here he is after the Brexit referendum.
There's that Italian expression, il mattino ha oro in bocca. The morning has gold in its mouth. And never has one felt so much that idea as this morning.
Hedge fund managers trade by either going long, buying a stock or currency with a view to selling it at a higher price, or by going short. Crispin Odie had been shorting the pound and UK government bonds for some time, and it's paid off. Last week, his flagship hedge fund was up by about 145% this year. Speaking to the Financial Times, Crispin Odie denied that he had a trading advantage because the Chancellor used to work for him. Instead, he said, "All I can do is catch the wind now and again." So, how did he, and others, catch the wind? Most short selling happens with company shares, but as the past few days have shown, it also happens with currencies. This is how it works. Instead of buying pounds in dollars, a trader borrows them and then sells them on the open market before the value of the pound against the dollar drops. In this case, they would have sold just before or immediately after the mini budget, but crucially, before people realised the implications of what had been announced. Once the price of the pound dropped, they would have bought the same number of pounds they'd borrowed and then sold. And finally, they would have returned the currency to the lender they bought it from originally. The profit they made is the difference between what they made for selling it and the price they paid for buying it back. Essentially, it's a bet, but a well-informed one.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
People like Crispin Odie are now betting that the pound will fall even further to reach parity, the same price as the dollar. Before Kwasi Kwarteng's announcement, a pound cost $1.13. Afterwards, it fell as low as $1.035. The difference sounds small, but it can translate into big gains for investors who trade enormous sums of money and can have serious implications for the rest of us. Now though, the value of the pound is back to where it was before the mini budget, because after more than a week of volatility in his own party and on the markets, Kwasi Kwarteng has U-turned on one of his most symbolic measures, the abolition of the top rate of income tax.
We felt that the 45p issue, the 45p rate, was drowning out a strong package of intervention on energy, a strong package of intervention on tax cuts for people generally, and we decided not to proceed with getting rid of the 45p rate.
It was that measure that caught markets off guard, because this was a surprise change to the tax system that they hadn't seen coming, and they wondered how the government could afford it along with everything else. By scrapping the plan, the Chancellor has reassured them. But the damage may have been done. The Bank of England estimates that on average, between 60 and 90% of a fall in the pound's value feeds into higher import prices. And that's why the central bank had to announce a massive market intervention, and why it's expected to raise interest rates again to stabilise the pound and control inflation. But that will lead to higher borrowing costs for households with mortgages and credit card debt, and companies that want to borrow money to invest. So Kwasi Kwarteng's next challenge is to explain how he'll pay for the help the government is giving people with their energy bills and the other tax cuts he's announced. If it's just through borrowing, it could trigger another collapse in the pound, which is why some are concerned about another round of cuts to public spending instead. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written by Paul Caruana Galizia and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.